بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وأهل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today's reminder is a very short one. Today we want to talk to you about an issue that many of us are negligent of. We want to discuss with you the whole of the topic of istighfar, or seeking forgiveness for our sins. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us for one reason and one reason only. He created us so that we worship Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't want anything more than this from us. He didn't create us to be doctors. He didn't create us to be lawyers. He didn't create us to be architects. He didn't create us to be engineers. He didn't create us to be mothers and fathers. But rather, He created us for the sole purpose of His worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants nothing other from you than that you be serious about establishing that which He wants on this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants nothing else from you other than you to try to gain His pleasure so that you can gain His reward. Now, the fact of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we're not perfect. We're not a perfect creation. We're going to forget. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things that we're not supposed to do on purpose. So knowing this, Allah Ta'ala, He legislated what is called an istighfar. He legislated that we seek forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for our sins. And once we do this, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive us. And as Allah Ta'ala knew in His infinite wisdom, that we will mess up. We'll do this thing that we're not supposed to do. We'll be around these people that we're not supposed to be around. We'll be talking with and interacting with people that we're not supposed to be interacting with. We'll be negligent of certain types of worship or ibadat. Allah Ta'ala, He knew all of this. And He said, if you ask me for forgiveness, inshallah Ta'ala, I will forgive you. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala, He commands us to ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala, He has commanded all of mankind to ask for His forgiveness. Even the best of them, even Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, was commanded to ask for forgiveness. Have you not gone over that ayah in Surah Muhammad, ayah number 19? Where Allah Ta'ala, He says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. And again, this is Surah Muhammad, verse number 19. Allah Ta'ala, He says in this ayah, so know that there is none that has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and ask forgiveness for your sins, and for the believing men and the believing women. And Allah knows your movement and your resting place. And again, this is Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, ayah number 19. So we see here that we as mankind have been commanded to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala, as we said before, He knows that we're going to mess up. He knows that we're going to get into things that we're not supposed to get into. And not only has He opened the doors for us to ask for His forgiveness, but He has commanded you out of His love for you that you ask for His forgiveness. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made it an obligation on you to not only say, oh Allah, forgive me, but to really seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This doesn't mean just say, astaghfirullah, as many of us do. We do things we know we're not supposed to be doing and we make jest out of it. Or someone says something that we know is haram and we think it's funny, we say, oh, astaghfirullah. This isn't what it's meant. This is a type of ibadah that we need to learn how it is that we make istighfar. It's more than just this statement that comes off of our tongue. But that's not our point today. Our point today is the fact that Allah Ta'ala has commanded you to make istighfar. It's because He loves you. It's because of the fact that by you making istighfar, this is one of the ways in which Allah Ta'ala will forgive you for your sins. This is another reason in which you may meet your Lord Yawmul Qiyamah and Allah Ta'ala will have wiped away your sins. So we need to take it as something serious. We need to take it as something that we need to participate in not only once a month or once a week on Yawmul Jumu'ah or even once a day. We need to constantly be asking and begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to forgive us. We need to constantly be asking and begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to forgive us for our sins so that we can be of those people who meet Allah Ta'ala and inshallah be of those who enter into the Jannah with no hisab. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us all from amongst them. Allahumma ameen. So the point here was that if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded with this, and we know that he was the best of creation, and we know there are a lot of different narrations that talk about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made istighfar 70 times a day. Other narrations that talk about 100 times a day. And we know all of the different narrations and the statements of the Salaf of this Ummah that talked about the importance of istighfar and how they were constantly making istighfar. Don't you think that this is something that we need to look into, especially knowing their position in Islam and their love, their true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for this religion. And how weak it is in many of us. Don't you think that it's more befitting that we be of those people that make even more istighfar? And this is just what we wanted to remind you about today. The importance of us holding fast to this type of ibadah, because this is something that we know ourselves that we're going to need this Yawmul Qiyamah. And there's a huge benefit in this istighfar. Look at what Allah Ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa. He says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءٌ أَوْ يَظْلَمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ يَجِدَ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala, He says in this ayah, whoever does a wrong or wrongs himself, and then he seeks forgiveness with Allah Ta'ala, or ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, that he will find Allah all forgiving and merciful. So again, this just goes to show you the huge benefit of you making istighfar. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy on you, then you need to seek istighfar. You need to seek repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to be of those people who sincerely repent. And again, this is not just saying astaghfirullah, but this is sincerely repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only with your tongues, but as well with your hearts and your body parts and your limbs. So this is just a small reminder as to the importance of al-istighfar, as well as we want it to be something that's going to jumpstart our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that. That thing that jumpstarts our hearts and makes us decide that, listen, this is a type of ibadah that I need to hold on to, that I need to be consistent in, that I need to make sure that this is a steady part of my life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm upon this. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك.